are here at the 2020 Q's Symposium on the Big Island of Hawaii, and look who's in the studio lounge. Dede Meyers, DJ Meyers' very own Dede Meyers. How are you?
Great to be here, thanks.
Well, it's always great to be on the Big Island, but it's great to be here with you guys, and we're here with Josh Cook from Community Choice as well. Josh, how are you, sir?
I am doing fine, even better later because the sun is out, so I'm ready to go.
Yeah. It's a beautiful day. The hurricane weather's all gone, so it's a beautiful day for sure. Before we jump into the topic at hand here, how's the conference going for you guys? Dede, I'll let you go first.
I always love networking with people, and it feels like coming home all the time. Oh, yeah. Q's does such a great job. And it's easy work. I mean, I just love the conversations, and every year see how different groups of people unfold and develop and become higher performing. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's good to see the growth as well, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, indeed. Josh, how's the conference going for you? Because you're on the kind of the credit union side of it. How are you receiving it?
Location-wise, it's tough. Right.
Yeah, it's really hard.
You know, being in Hawaii is really tough. But no, it's great. I think the most important thing for us that we get out of it is obviously a great opportunity to build our relationship between myself and our board. Mm-hmm. Vendors, being around vendors makes a huge difference. Yeah. But learning and growing through other credit unions is huge.
Yeah, I've noticed
a lot of it doesn't happen in the session. It happens outside of the session.
That's what I was going to
really
say.
Matters. Yeah.
Because I see a ton of networking here, obviously. Yep. But this environment is so, it's just dripping with education, and people are just feeding off each other. It's really cool to see, and especially at such a high level. Yeah. It's really encouraging to see, especially, and it bodes well for the industry, I think.
It's so. Kind of a cooperative, that's the cooperative spirit, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'd like to see if this actually works with banks. I'm not sure if it does.
No, I don't know if it does.
Maybe it does.
And the idea that we're all in one venue. So when we go outside and we're kind of going out to play, but we're talking,
you're still
and networking
talking
and sharing ideas and introducing each other to others. Mm-hmm. So I like that idea too.
I think that's the way they set it up. There's some subtle way they set it up.
Yeah.
So I think it's very effective. Hey, let's talk about onboarding CEO, the CEO process. And we were talking before the recording about aligning your values during that process and making sure everything lines up basically. So I wanted to get your take initially, Josh, on this, and then we'll let Dede give her take as well.
So. Yeah, I don't know where we start, but we'll talk with values, I guess. For me, a little background, you know, I've been with the credit union that I'm at right now for 18 years, the last two as CEO, but there was a transition, even though I'd been there for quite a long time. Mm-hmm. And for me, one of the biggest things that I struggled with at the organization was trying to figure out, what is it we believe in? You know, because I feel like that drives everything you do. What you believe in as an organization drives what your strategic initiatives are. It drives how you motivate people. And it's something we really didn't have defined, which is why we looked to Dede and her expertise to help come in and help us facilitate through that work. Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, I think we all got in the room in, was it September? Does that sound right? September, just this past September. And I think everybody in that room thought, this is going to be easy work. Right? This is real soft and touchy-feely type stuff. This is going to be a piece of cake. And it wasn't. It was by far the hardest work we had done. I think it's easy for people to align and say, our board and executive leadership team is aligned when it comes to projects. Where are we going to build the next branch? What's the next service we're going to offer? But aligning on values, that's tough, right? Because they're not your individual values. They're the values of the organization. So we were talking off camera. That I always like to think of the organization as a person. Mm-hmm. In fact, the easy way to think of that is if you sue an organization, it becomes a person in court, right?
Yeah.
So you can think of it that way. And if our credit union is a person, what kind of values does it have? What does it believe in? What does it care about? Mm-hmm. And then you start to think even further, is this the kind of person that the people, our members, would want to hang out with?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that all has to align, and it should influence your decision making. And you probably add a lot more to it in terms of how the values even influence decision making and what process you saw going through, which is a different perspective.
Yeah, I'd love to get your take on this, Dede, for sure.
Great. Well, when Josh and I first started talking, I thought, great, new CEO, 2 years now, so not new anymore. But one thing I really appreciate about Josh, you then and now, is like your endless energy, your optimism, but you also have a realism about it and passion. So I can get in that quickly, so thanks for that. But backing up a year before the September, the board actually came together and said, how do we need to be higher performing so we can take care of the CEO and be in partnership? So they did some pretty deep work and aligned around what their role is in governance, what's their role is in strategy versus what management's role is. And they adopted what we call a board organizing principle. Mm-hmm. It's a statement that they said is our identity statement. This is how we're going to be a high performing board.
Mm-hmm.
That took a piece of work too.
It did.
And the leadership team was also in the room them at the same time. So they went and did their work, like, here's what we'd like our board to come up with, the identity statement, board organizing principle statement. And you know what? It was the same essence as what the board came up. So I said right away, alignment. They've got this alignment. We tweaked it a little, and it was done. So then the next year is when the values came in, and one of the things that I remember Josh did is he reached out and talked to everyone in the organization and did a thematic analysis, and certain values just kept popping up. You know, will to win was one of them, kept popping up, and heart and those kind of things. It was really important that the board and management team believed in these values and adopted them and started to decide and agree to what embodied practices they would take on to live them. So they were obvious. I want to hang out with you because you embody a certain kind of will to win. So that was the work that we did that day. And we backed up because people have values based upon beliefs. So what do I believe in every day? I mean, for me, I believe that children shouldn't go to sleep scared at night. I believe we all have a reason for being here, and we all have a talent that we need to use. So I organize my work around that. You see, I bring my kids and stuff like that. And then what do I value? I value time with my kids. I value learning and education. Same thing with an organization. So that's the work that they did that day. It was quite impressive.
Dee Dee brings up a really great point, is when we were going through the values exercise, it wasn't as if we're going to write these down on paper. These are our values now. It went through every staff member I could get to as soon as I took over in the role of CEO, and asked them, what do you feel about this organization? What you like? What don't you like? What would you improve if you could? You know, it took a while for them to settle in and be like, all right, how's this going to be used against me? It's like, it's not. This is going to help. But it goes back to your point on the work that was done with our board previous to September, is that it's just a different mindset shift, right? It's kind of that servant leadership model, right? For me, going out and talking to everybody was, how can I help you be better in your positions, right? And I know I'd get mixed advice coming into this role, especially dealing with board relations. And one of them was, you don't want to share everything. That was some of the things I heard. The other thing is now you're going to have 11 bosses. And the way I looked at it was, I have 11 bosses, but what I have is I should have 11 people that are there to help me. Right? It should be reversed, where I go look and say, hey, here's what I need from you. And that was the early work that we did, really, because they did come in. The board came in and said, what does the executive leadership team need? What does the CEO role need from us to help be aligned and be successful? So it did start no doubt.
Yeah, just asking that question is a awakening of a board going, yeah, I want to step in, I want to be more. And the work already happens. Yep. They start asking that question, they start living it.
Yep.
It's amazing.
So I want to cut to the chase here. How has this alignment benefited your credit union? I mean, you talked about some results and things like that, but I mean, overall, how has it benefited you guys? How has it made you a better place? I love the person analogy. I think everybody should adopt that type of thing. Yep. Would I want to hang out with this credit union? Are you kidding me? Yeah.
So you're seeing it in small ways, right? And you kind of have to be there on a day in and day out basis to see the little transitions, and they're happening at a cultural level. So some things I think are super impactful that I could point to is, I know this past year, we helped in one fashion or another through either, you know, our hands, our knowledge, our skill set, or checkbook, in supporting over 56 nonprofits in our area, which is out of control. And so you look at that and go, oh, great, you just wrote a bunch of checks. No, we did it through a lot of different means, and we did write checks as well. But in 1 year's time, we also doubled our ROA. So as about November, and we accelerated some expenses into December, but I think in November we were sitting around 2.15 ROA for our shop. That's pretty impressive. In fact, I had a CEO of a very large credit union sit down with me and was asking, you know, what are you guys doing? Assuming that it must have been fee income or some other non-traditional income that was coming in. The truth is, it was all a net interest margin. All right. You don't make that kind of difference in net interest margin unless, as an organization, you start to believe that when you're serving the community and your members, that you're providing value beyond an interest rate. Because if the only value you're providing is an interest rate, that's a race to the bottom, right? And your net interest margin just compresses. So, I mean, those would be a couple of things I'd really point to. There's others, but you have to be there to see them, you know, on a regular basis. Some of the things that are springing up, full intranet, which sounds crazy that we just now have it. But I can see it on there. I was just on a little bit ago and looking and seeing some of the social chatter, and I'm seeing people talk about, hey, we're one team. Let's not forget that. And We've launched VTO during all this process. So a lot of different things are coming because we're aligned with some of these values. And one of them is a care for community, right? Fundamentally, our credit union is a little different than others, I think, from the standpoint that we truly believe money has no value unless it's applied to something, right? In fact, we had a board meeting that said, I don't know what we want to do, just stack up capital. I guess we could put it in a glass case, take it from lobby to lobby and have members come in and look at it, right? Or we could probably utilize it, make a difference in our members' lives.
More tangible things.
Lives in our communities, so, yeah. But those are some of the numbers.
I love those philosophies that you guys have, you know? Man, the person, the analogy of your credit union being a person and then utilizing the funds that you have to really do good and to really make a difference in your community. So it's...
If not, I mean, what do you, where do you, what's your point of difference?
What's your why, yeah.
Yeah, what's your why? You eventually, irrelevancy, in my opinion, in the financial world leads to insolvency. So you got to be relevant.
Okay.
Right.
Very cool. Dee Dee? What do you have to say with all this type of, this is really cool, because you've been
there since the beginning. I love partnering with him. I learned a lot from him, and I love clients who keep pushing me. Yeah. So thank you. Thanks for being who you are.
Indeed. Anything else? Any other final words? Any advice for other credit unions who were may have been in your shoes a couple of years ago and to where you guys are now? What advice do you have to give them?
You know what? Absolutely. I think two things. I think transparency is huge, right? And we were talking about this off camera, and Dee Dee and I have had a lot of conversations around it. A lot of times transparency is looked at as a weakness, right? And like you mentioned, you have to be vulnerable, right? Yeah. Willing to be vulnerable to be transparent. I think that's important. Number two for us is you got to make investments. And you got to make investments in outside consultants and outside businesses that are experts in their fields, like Dee Dee and Dee Dee J. Myers. To be honest with you, without having some outside expertise, as you said, it's pretty hard to facilitate your own your own meetings. I don't think we'd be in as good a shape as we are today. Wow. So you got to spend the money and invest, and it makes a difference.
Indeed. Any final words, Dee Dee?
Yeah, love what you do and keep doing it. And keep looking for the relevancy. Yeah, thank you.
Good stuff. All right, guys, thank you so much. I love it when two great minds come together and just really blow it out of the water. So good stuff. Josh, well done, sir.
Thank
keep
you.
Up the good work. Dee Dee, always
thank
a pleasure. You.
You
guys just knock it out of the park every time. So good stuff.